Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry.
And welcome back into the Kanakuk Institute podcast. As always, Chad Hampsch and Keith Chancey. Chance, really fun to have an old alumni pop in our office today in a little impromptu podcast. Tell us who we're getting to hear from today and what we're going to talk about.
We get to hear from Andy Pendergrass from down in the great state of Louisiana. And I mean, it's so much fun. He and Polly came to the Institute probably 10 years ago, and just so fun to watch their journey. They came in as a married couple to the Institute. We got to watch them at the campus of Kauai, and we got to see this young couple just grow up right before our eyes. And Andy, you kind of had some stuff that you were kind of going through that time. That year was a great year for you, but there were many reasons that kind of made it great. Andy, what were you kind of going through at that time?
Well, Keith, I was going through some difficulties physically that really blindsided me. Right before we were headed up to Branson, and right after we got married, I was having a lot of pain in my feet and so much so that I was finding it hard to even walk, which was a big issue for me, being an athlete and somebody who just enjoyed activity. And right before the Institute, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't really know how to process that. My mother has it, and I didn't know what to think about the future of my life. I'd seen, you know, her and how she deals with it, and she suffers a lot and did suffer a lot. And I was also really scared about medications and things. I was 23 years old, and this is not the vision I had for my life. Mm. So that's what I came in to the Institute with. And I didn't tell many people that had happened. I still was processing this and still in a stage of denial.
Yeah.
When I got here.
You know, Andy, you came in the Institute and you had an expectation. Would you talk about, talk with us about expectations, because expectations can be good and they can be bad. Talk to us a little bit about that, because as you found out you had this rheumatoid arthritis, it affected your...
Yes, absolutely. It affected everything. I mean, I'm coming to the Institute with all kinds of expectations. The expectation of, you know, going through this program, meeting friends. I've just gotten married. And so I've got a vision of what my life is going to look like to some degree. Mm-hmm. And to have this grenade lobbed into the foxhole.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what life's going to look like. And so I'm at the Institute, and going back now, I mean, it's 10 years ago now, you know, a question that you asked me right before we came on the air was, why do you think you were here? And the answer to that is easy. God's love brought me here. I could have gone through this, and this could have been something I went through anywhere, but I was here. I was in a place where I could not run from His word. I could not run from His promises. I could not run from His truth and His love. And so to be in a season of uncertainty, and I would say that's what hurt more than the pain. Mm-hmm. The physical pain was there, and it was frustrating. But, you know, athletes, we deal with pain.
Yeah.
That's pain is pain, right? Like, physical pain is its own thing. But when you're now dealing with uncertainty, how am I going to be the best husband I can be? What kind of husband, you know, is my wife now going to be married to this sick dude? I don't want that for her. Like, that makes me feel just inadequate.
Yeah.
I want to have kids and be a father. Like, what is that going to look like? Am I going to be able to do things with my kid? I'm feeling these feelings of inadequacy, surrounded by these great athletes and handsome dudes and, you know, smart dudes, and at the Kanakuk Institute's, you know, holy guys. And I'm feeling just inadequate.
So you felt, you know, there was an expectation that as a Christian, everything's going to go pretty good. Then you come to the Institute and you go, wait, life isn't going as good that I wanted it to, and I'm comparing myself to a lot of people out there. So somewhere in there, Andy, you also began to have this feeling of, I was kind of mad at God. Hmm. And there was a forgiveness issue that was kind of going on there. Would you talk to us a little bit about that?
Right. Yes. And you remember the conversation we had in your car. I was mad. I was, of course, just like anybody else. I mean, frustration set in, not being able to see the light of the tunnel. So, you know, I was angry at the situation. I wanted it to change, but I had no control over that. Helpless. So I just found myself in a place of the only place I could turn. Mm. And that was God and His promises. And thankfully I had a lot of encouragement from the people who knew. And so I will say one thing I did not have to do. I did not have to go through this alone. Mm. And that was massive. And I had to make peace with the Lord, and you know, but He was there. He was there, and through encouragement and creating a just an environment for me to go through this, where I was surrounded again by people who cared, people who loved me, and I was able to just sink into truth. And some great things ended up happening. Some things, I mean, y'all got me connected to a doctor up here. I remember I had to wait 3 months to get in to see her. But now, I mean, again, a decade later, that doc ended up being an amazing doc who's gotten me connected into the rheumatoid arthritis world in a way where I'm now writing articles and participating in research and things that really give me a lot of energy and give me a lot of, make me feel a sense of significance. And going from feeling the Lord taking me from feeling inadequate and insignificant and flipping that story on its head to creating this place for me to get to experience Him, experience healing, and to get to now tell this story, that's a story that only He could author.
You know, Andy, golly, thank you for sharing your story. That is so powerful. And I know that there's a lot out there in the audience today that they've gone through pain also, and there's a real feeling of expectations that as a Christian, we're not going to suffer, but yet we see in James 1 that we will suffer, and we understand the scriptures, but we don't want to suffer. Mm. But Andy, you have done something very well. You have really sought the Lord through His word, through prayer. You and Polly have really drawn near to God, and God has drawn near to you. If there are some words that you had out there for our audience today that are going through a difficult time, you know, that they've kind of had expectations and they've kind of been frustrated, but yet God has humbled them, would you like to share with them a couple of ideas or thoughts that you might encourage them with?
Now you sound like the people who asked me to write for arthritis. you know, this is Andy's advice corner. Ironically, I give advice for a living as a financial advisor, but I don't feel that adequate to really, you know, this is a God thing. And my advice is to let it be a God thing. And y'all, the pressure's off of you to perform to some expectation that you had for yourself or some vision that you have for your life. We all end up in the same place. You know, in my business, we talk about the only two things that are certain are death and taxes. I mean, y'all, we know where we're headed. And that journey is just always going to lead us to the foot of the cross. And all the expectations that you have for yourself, that you have for those around you, maybe they're not responding to you in the way that you feel like you need while you're suffering. And that's its own category of pain. Take it to the cross. That's where it's all headed anyway. And, you know, the thing about pain, the thing about suffering is that it opens the door for one of the most powerful things that any of us can experience. And if you're a believer, you have experienced this, and that's healing. There's nothing more powerful than the healing that happens when our sins are washed away, when we confess these things. And this is its own part of that confession, is that I had these expectations for myself and my family and my friends, and these things feel like they're falling apart. The pressure is not on you to make it happen. The call to you is to let go and just control what you can control. And y'all, there is, the older I get, the more I realize there is so little that we actually control.
Andy, you know, as you have said that, I have just heard your journey through expectations, through forgiveness, through trusting God, through going, you know, there is a pain that will happen, but there's a healer that heals all. And many times in your life, you still sometimes have hurts, aches. You know, there's still some little bumps and bruises on you, but your attitude will always be that God is in control, and you believe that. And I can't thank you enough for sharing that with us today. I feel very, very blessed by your words. I'm so encouraged by that. And I know our audience is very encouraged by that, because we all need to hear that just because we trust God does not mean that we will be without pain. But the healer is there, and the miracle is there, and that's Christ. And He takes our sins, and He washes us white as snow, and He makes us new. As we celebrate Christmas this year, what a great moment that we have to celebrate Him, the living, true God. So Andy Pendergrass, thank you very much for being a part of our show today. We so much thank you for your life that is an example of so many for the cause of Christ. May you continue to be blessed of the Lord. Hey, thank you guys out there in our audience today. We love you and appreciate you. So until next time, have a great day. God bless.